Friends, we love to be around people who have lofty goals in mind, and they are motivators. The Apostle Paul, he was a motivator, but we're going to see a negative moment turn into a positive one today on our studies from the International Gospel Hour. Stay tuned.
On Jordan's thorny banks I stand.
Hi, this is Jay Webb for International Gospel Hour. For almost 90 years, Churches of Christ have proclaimed God's Word through International Gospel Hour. You are about to listen to another Bible-based lesson with Jeff Archie of International Gospel Hour, starting now.
I am bound for the promised land.
Greetings, everyone. Thank you for joining us today for our broadcast from the International Gospel Hour. We are honored you have tuned in today, and we hope that whether you're using this as a morning manna, a midday devotional, or evening thoughts, we hope that it's profitable for you today. And a greeting and thank you to our Jay Webb, our announcer, whom you will hear a little later in our broadcast concerning some free studies and some information about our work at International Gospel Hour. But first, let's begin with the 21st chapter of the book of Acts. We are a Bible-based program, so let's get right into it. In Acts 21, the Apostle Paul is in Caesarea. Eventually, he will go to Jerusalem. But a visit from a prophet named Agabus brought forth concern. Listen to Acts 21, verses 10 through 14. The writer, believed to be Luke, says, "And as we stayed many days, a certain prophet named Agabus came down from Judea. When he had come to us, he took Paul's belt, bound his own hands and feet, and said, 'Thus says the Holy Spirit, so shall the Jews at Jerusalem bind the man who owns this belt and deliver him into the hands of the Gentiles.' Now when we heard these things, both we and those from that place pleaded with him not to go up to Jerusalem. But Paul answered, 'What do you mean by weeping and breaking my heart? For I am ready not only to be bound, but also to die at Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus.' So when he would not be persuaded, we ceased, saying, 'The will of the Lord be done.'" Now, friends, this event in the life of the Apostle Paul reflects the passion and desire that he had in serving Christ, and especially to go to Jerusalem. Oh, how he wanted to go there. And you know, Paul was no stranger to Jerusalem. Ananias acknowledged the sufferings Paul, or then Saul, inflicted on the Christians in Jerusalem in Acts 9, 13, and 14. And he met Barnabas there in Acts 9, 26 through 28, and he was part of the apostles and elders that returned to Jerusalem to deal with the circumcision error that had arisen among the church, Acts 15. Paul desired to return to Jerusalem, if you will, at feast time in Acts 18, 21, with no doubt but to preach again the unsearchable riches of the Christ. He kept his focus, as we see in Acts 19, 21, but he knew the challenges and the dangers that would be involved, Acts 20, 22 through 24. And of course, in our lesson text, Agabus, a prophet, gave a demonstration of what would happen to Paul. But let us note again verse 13 when Paul answered, "What do you mean by weeping and breaking my heart? For I am ready not only to be bound, but also to die at Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus." We see a frustration of Paul. It's a great disappointment. But he would not be persuaded. Finally, what could those Christians say? Paul was willing to die for the cause of Christ. It mattered not to him what he would face. It was a whatever it takes attitude. And you know, friends, with the life before us, I ask myself, and I share with you this question. Are you ready to die? Paul was. Are we? How could Paul have that attitude? That's what we want to consider in a moment. And may it motivate us to do what we need to do, and yes, friends, to be ready to die. Let's pause for a moment. Give us just a little bit over 30 seconds, and we'll be right back. Here's our Jay Webb.
The quickest way to reach us is our toll-free number, 1-855-IGH-6988. You can request free Bible study courses, ask a question, or make a comment. Let us know where you hear our broadcast. The number is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That number again is 1-855-IGH-6988. Or if you prefer, 1-855-444-6988.
Friends, are we ready to die? Paul was ready because he had formed a proper relationship with Christ. We eagerly and joyously read of Saul the persecutor on the Damascus Road being confronted by the Christ in Acts 9, and Paul telling the account in Acts 22. Paul heard Christ and what he was to do. Acts 9 and verse 6. Then the Lord said to him, "Arise and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do." Well, we see Paul's faith in the Lord, for in 2 Timothy 1 and verse 12, he stated how he knew in whom he had believed. We see Paul's repentance in his statement in 1 Timothy 1:12 and 13 when he said, "And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord who has enabled me, because he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. Although I was formerly a blasphemer, a persecutor, and an insolent man, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief." We see Paul confessing the Christ and declaring him his Lord in Acts 9 and verse 5 and his instruction in Philippians 2:11. And we see Paul baptized into Christ, Acts 22 and verse 16. And he even preached baptism into Christ, Romans 6, 3-6, Galatians 3:27. The first thing that Paul did was get his life right, and friends, so should we. Many times individuals are ready to do, but they have not done what the Lord commands. Friends, have you formed a proper biblical relationship with the Christ as did Paul? In believing in Christ and repenting of your sins, confessing your faith in Christ, being baptized into Christ, raised to walk in newness of life, and added to his church. See, Paul was ready to die because he formed a proper relationship with Christ. Secondly, are we ready to die? Paul was, because he had sufficiently divorced himself from the world. You talk about a man that had changed. Indeed, he did, and he kept changing. Listen to Paul speak of himself in Philippians 3, 3-7. "For we are the circumcision who worship God in the Spirit, rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh, though I also might have confidence in the flesh. If anyone else thinks he may have confidence in the flesh, I more so. Circumcised the eighth day, of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, concerning the law, a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, concerning the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me, those I have counted loss for Christ." You see, when Paul turned from the world, Paul kept turning. It reminds us of 1 John 2, verses 15 through 17, to love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passes away in the lust thereof, but he that does the will of God abides forever. Friends, we cannot have both. We cannot live both ways. Jesus taught us in Matthew 6, verses 19 through 22, that we cannot serve two masters. Have we sufficiently divorced ourselves from the world and the things therein? That's why Paul was ready to die, because he had sufficiently divorced himself from the world. Here's a third one. Are we ready to die? Paul was, because he had faithfully served the Lord. Paul faithfully served. He did the best he could in service to Christ. He was just simply faithful and kept that faithfulness that he began. That's why Paul could say in Philippians 1:21, "For me to live is Christ, to die is gain." And in Galatians 2:20, "I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me." And in 2 Timothy 4 and verse 8, the Apostle Paul was ready to be offered, the time of his departure was at hand. He'd fought a good fight, he'd finished the course, he kept the faith. And verse 8 says, "Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them that love his appearing." Quite simply, friend, are you faithfully serving the Lord? Do you have that victory in Christ Jesus? Are you certain of that victory? We're going to pause here. Speaking of victory in Christ, here is a free study that we have sent out numerous times. And in case you've missed it, here's the opportunity one more time for our free study titled Victory in Jesus. Here's our Jay Webb with the details.
We appreciate you and your desire to know more about Christ. Our free study titled Victory in Jesus is available in a wonderful study booklet. Please call toll-free at 1-855-IGH-6988 and leave your name, address, and just say Victory Study. You may also go to our website at internationalgospelhour.com, click on the Contact tab, and leave us the same information, name, address, and type Victory Study in the message box. We appreciate our listeners and your interest in the things of Christ. And now, let's return to Jeff.
Friends, Paul made the declaration, and we now ask the question to prompt a decision. Are you ready to die? No man is ready unless he has done the things we mentioned. One is not ready unless one has formed a proper relationship with Christ in obedience to the gospel. And one is not ready unless one has sufficiently divorced oneself from the world. And one is not ready unless one is faithfully serving the Lord. Let's think on these things, folks. These are vitally important. And let us be ready to die. We know not when, but we know that we will. Hebrews 9:27. Let's continue our studies together another time, shall we? Thanks for joining me today on the International Gospel Hour broadcast. I'm Jeff Archie, and friends, keep listening.
God be with you till we meet.
Thank you for listening to our broadcast today. To God goes all the glory. And we hope that our study today will draw you closer to His Word to walk in His way. To listen to it again or other broadcasts, please visit our website at internationalgospelhour.com.
God be with you.